We're closing in on half a century since Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke his last words. The world is certainly different since his murder in 1968, but we're still talking about races and race relations and the concept of equality in 2016. MLK's birthday is observed Monday the 18th in ceremonies around the country. We'll visit with people involved with the Ashland ceremony in this hour, starting with two of the founding members of the group Universes at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, Mildred Ruiz Sapp. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
And Stephen Sapp as well.
How you doing this morning?
Good. Good to see you both again, the creators of the show Party People at the Shakespeare Festival, and has become a resonant company since that time, which means what?
Well, we have a home, an artistic home to kind of develop work, resources that the OSF can provide, dramaturgs if we need, printing scripts out if we need, but just really having an artistic home to where we can develop work in-house. And have that. We create a piece of work and then we run around trying to find someone to do it. But OSF really provides just that artistic cushion, you could say, or just, I keep saying home, but it is kind of a home. We've been in the company as actors as well. So just having a place to go and to work and to be supported.
People will probably remember you best for Party People, which was 3 years ago now at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, almost four seasons ago.
Yeah, 2012.
Okay, yeah. So which was about the Black Panthers and the Puerto Rican Young Lords mm-hmm. in New York. I talked to you when the show was going on. What's now? Is there still sort of an afterglow years later about what you achieved with the show and the response to it?
Well, yeah, the Black Panther Party actually is celebrating their 50th anniversary next year.
This year.
Mm-hmm. This year in October. And we've been kind of leading up to, you know, the celebration. And Party People has been a constant conversation. We had this thing we call the Salon Series, where we took a Black Panther and a Young Lord, different ones, across the country with us to have conversations with communities about becoming, you know, mobilizing and becoming active and conscious about what's going on around them. So we've been doing a lot of that. We are also taking the play to New York this winter. So look for it in New York in October. Can't announce exactly where, but it's happening and we're gearing up. You know how it is with theaters and so on. Until the theater announces, you can't announce. But it will be in New York in this October, and we're very excited. And so we'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party with that.
And we've been involved in a lot of community outreach. When the show was in Berkeley, we connected with the Panthers there. So we did a lot of community outreach around the project in general. And we've become very close to a few members of the party, which is very, very nice.
If you're still wondering what Universes is all about, you know, it's easier to just play it, which we'll do in a moment. But as a setup, I mean, they fuse poetry, theater, jazz, hip-hop, politics, blues, and Spanish boleros, and I think a few other things as well. Everything, including the kitchen sink, goes in there. So let's hear a little bit of Universes. I pluck this out of your Universes live show, a little segment we call Back Talk.
Mm-hmm. From the back roads and the backwoods of America's backward thinking comes a backlash that you can't take back. And I got my back up against the wall and a knife in my back and a back pocket of unused words. Whatever I say can be used against me, and I can't take it back. So I fight back with enough back talk to push your wig back and lay you flat on your back. So back the hell up. But wait, let me backtrack. Back in the day, we had to go in the back door and play the background just to get backstage. So don't call this a comeback. We've been here for years. And we don't need no financial backing from them backhanded backstabbers doing the backstroke in their own backwash. So hear me, Lord. Let me backslide with those who spin on their backs for salvation. Backslide with those who bring that beat back when they scratch the back of that black wax. With my hat turned to the back and this urban backdrop full of sounds, upside down frowns, and peeps who got my back. But I can't sit back to back of those two ways, but I crack it a whip on their back. So I let them ride in the back seat of my mind. Never looking back, don't look 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 back. Lord, if you hear me, holler back, holler back. Come on.
Just wake me up.
If I'm dreaming, I'm if I'm dreaming ahead.
Just wake me up.
I'm.
Just wake me up.
I'm on my way.
Wow, that's the full original company of Universes on stage in concert. We have in the studio Mildred Ruiz Sapp and Stephen Sapp. Obviously, you guys all have many talents, singing and poetry and rapping and rapping sounds. But, you know, as much as it sounds like it's improvisatory, as you pointed out when you were here 3 years ago, mm-hmm. it takes a lot of writing.
It's a lot of writing. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of rehearsal to make it look that loose.
We do that on purpose.
Yeah, we do, actually. And we've toured a lot. So we're almost like a band. So you would go out and you go to different clubs and just try stuff out. So in order to try stuff out and for the audience to be relaxed, you have to look as almost as relaxed and laid back. So even when we've made mistakes and kind of were finding things, people think we're just kind of hanging out. So we always have that attitude, but we work really, really hard to have everything looking tight. So then inside of that, you can play. But we know exactly what we're doing. We know exactly what riffs we're doing. It's just, it takes a lot of work to look that loose.
It's kind of like how we even built Party People, you know, in order to be able to have conversations with people all across the country and people who were revolutionaries and who have lived certain kinds of lives. You have to feel like you're kind of just having a meal together, like you're just kind of hanging out. And that's how we like to feel with our audiences, where the audience can actually talk back and can feel like they're part of a conversation, and opposed to us just being the ones to deliver something. We want the world to be able to speak, not us to just be heard.
I read some reference to Party People when it left the Shakespeare Festival and had a second run at Berkeley Rep, mm-hmm. and that the response was very different. Was that a fair statement?
Well, I wouldn't even say it was very different. What it was is it went right back to the root, as you would say. It started there. So you had folks and young people there who were from the community who would have never come to OSF to see the show, got a chance to see it there. So I wouldn't say it was different. It was different in terms of who was in the room, but the response, the impact of it was the same. Even here, it was a lot of people who grew up during that time. So they were like, oh, my God, you guys just took me back. You know, I'm 65. I'm 7 years old. I'm 75. Mm-hmm. And oh, my God, you took me there. And in Berkeley, it's just, again, we would talk to a lot of old, old revolutionaries. There were a lot of Panthers in the audience there who would never say anything. But when you see them, you know, from the stage, you look at it like, that's a Panther. That's mm-hmm. a Panther. That's a Panther. Who was just happy to be in this theatrical experience.
I think that also the climate of the country change is shifted. Right. So we were talking about police brutality when we built this play. Right. Right. The Black Panther Party's history is based on a history of police brutality. So we were already having that conversation. But starting in 13, 14, 15, the lid just blew right off this thing. Right. With Trayvon, with Mike Brown, with, you know, like just like it's I think it started in about 13.
Brown happened. The indictment. Which non-indictment came
the
down
non-indictment.
Right when we were in the middle of Party People.
Really?
At Berkeley.
So it came
yeah.
down the day before, and then we had a show that night. Mm-hmm. And we were on stage, and the room was so tense. Mm-hmm. And I was standing on the side, and I saw a young Black woman, about three quarters of the way of the show, completely break down and sobbed uncontrollably on the side. So I'm like, oh, wow, look at her. And this older white gentleman was sitting next to her, and he tried to put his hand on her shoulder, and she snatched it away really violently. So I was like, ooh, this is really tense. And she kept crying, and he finally leaned over, and he put his hand on her shoulder and leaned him to her. And she looked at him really roughly, and then all of a sudden leaned into his shoulder and burst into tears. Wow. And you're kind of like, wow, this is what theater can be and should be. So that was where you could say it was different.
Yeah, it was the country started just really... you know, reacting to what was happening. And I think that a lot of the kids in Berkeley and at the university and at the high school started walking out. This was all happening. So that made the Berkeley experience a little bit different.
Okay, you guys stay busy. I know you're on your way to Ashland High School right now, but yeah. You also have the MLK celebration at Crater High School.
Yeah.
In Central Point.
What day is that?
That is tomorrow night.
That is tomorrow night. And then you have the Ashland celebration on Monday, January 18th.
Yes.
Busy people at the universe. It's good to see you guys
again. Good to see you,
Mildred Ruiz Sapp and Stephen Sapp.